This podcast contains our own personal views, not associated with any organisation. Coronial contains descriptions of death inquests that may be graphic and disturbing to some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Coronial, everyone. I'm Alice.
I'm Emma.
I'm Georgie.
So today I'm going to be telling you about the inquest into the death of Catherine Jones, who died on the 10th of December 2005. The inquest had no details about Catherine's life because it was a fairly short report, except that she was employed as a cleaner at the Nambour Plaza shopping centre in Queensland. From some Google searching, I found that she had a fiancé and three children, but couldn't find any other information about her. So there are large security gates around the shopping centre which are closed at night. And these are gates that are used for cars to come in and out of. So when the shopping centre is closed, they obviously want to close those so no one can just drive into the shopping centre.
Mm-hmm. Seems fair.
So there are two gates on Howard Street, Eastern and Western gates. They were made from steel box frame members and galvanised mesh. They were 6.2 metres long and 4.4 metres high, and each gate weighed about 900 kilos.
That's a really big gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's not just like the single boom arm, right?
Yeah, no, this is a heavy-duty big gate.
Okay.
The gates were designed to be opened using a key and an activation control box, which was on the eastern concrete pillar. So the key was placed into the control box, which started the opening of the gates, which retract from the centre to the sides, sliding on tracks into the concrete walls that were on either side. Once the key was removed from the control box, the gates were activated and started opening. So they're opening from a central point and going outwards.
So they're like French door gates. You put the key in and then you remove the key and then they start opening?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit
odd. So that you can, put it in, do whatever you need to do, take it out.
Yeah.
And okay. Then they keep on going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that way you don't have to stand there while they
waiting.
All fully open.
Yeah, fair.
On the morning of the 9th of December 2005, the eastern security gate on Howard Street became jammed and was not able to be opened fully. At 9:40 p.m. that night, a security officer attempted to close the gate, but he was unable to. He called his manager to assist, who arrived at 11:37 p.m. During this time, the gate remained partly open, since they couldn't close it.
Where was the manager? Why did it take him 2 hours to get there?
I really don't know. It's clearly not like, at work. But
does he live 2 hours away?
Probably. You would hope not.
Maybe
he might have been out on a night out.
Yeah. Or maybe he had kids that he was like looking after until someone came home.
It was a longer delay than I was expecting.
Yeah. Maybe he just had, life.
Just life, general. Yeah, fair.
The manager tried several different ways to close the gate, including using a steel pipe to sort of try to jimmy it to get to close.
Yeah.
And all of this was captured on CCTV.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Useful. Catherine was due to start her cleaning shift at the shopping centre at 5:30 a.m. on the 10th of December, so the next morning.
Yep.
The usual routine was for her to open the Howard Street security gates before starting her cleaning duties. At about 5:40 a.m, she used the key to activate the opening of the gates. Once they started opening, she removed the key and walked parallel to the gates in a westerly direction.
But these are the gates that are stuck open?
So the eastern one was jammed.
Yeah.
And I think they were able to close it.
With that steel piping or whatever.
Yeah, with the stuff they were doing. So the western gate was retracting as normal, but the eastern gate started moving towards the western gate instead of retracting.
That's
so it was
going
in the opposite direction. The eastern gate moved far enough to go past the centre of the driveway and past the retaining rollers on the concrete pillar that were on the other side.
Yeah.
This caused the gate to fall onto Catherine, causing severe multi-trauma and her death.
Okay. Yeah. So it literally just rolled out of its like enclosing space and so therefore had nothing fixing it upright anymore.
Yeah. And then gravity took over and it fell
and
onto
it's
her.
A 4 meter by 9 meter or something ridiculous.
900 kilo gate.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't have any chance.
No.
she was completely unaware that there'd been a problem with it the day before.
Exactly.
But also, why would you have a gate designed that could roll out? Should there not be like a safety mechanism that stops it from going halfway, which I assume we're going to get into, but yes, like.
There sure is.
Yeah.
Did the dude break said mechanism when he was trying to jam it closed the day before?
Yeah, it was a sort of a combination of factors.
Oh, excellent.
Yep. So the coroner didn't go into a huge amount of detail about the testimony and the expert witnesses at the inquest, but they said that they accepted the conclusions of an expert witness. So sure. They sort of mainly just went into their information. So the inquest found that the gate fell onto Catherine because there was no safety stop to prevent it from going past where it could be supported by the guide rollers that were in the concrete pillar. Yeah. So, yeah, something to stop it from going too far.
Yeah.
A safety stop and extension arm were fitted to both gates in May 2004, but they weren't included in the original design of the gates.
Hmm.
The person who fitted the stops and extension arms said that they were only a temporary solution to stop the gates from falling if they moved past the centre point. They were never replaced with permanent and more sturdy safety measures. There was also never any structural or safety assessment done on the stops and the extension arm, and the deficiencies of it would have been immediately found if that had happened when they were installed.
Right, so they were there, but they didn't actually
They help. Were inadequate, yeah. Let's say.
Okay.
The stop of the eastern gate had broken off some time before December 2005 and had not been replaced.
Oh, good.
A regular inspection of the gate would have found this, but it can be assumed that no inspections had ever been done on the gates.
But also it was an additional, like it was an addition to it. So like if you're inspecting it, you might just not have known that that addition was there, right?
I think it would only be if you checked when you checked the western one, you'd be like, oh, what that's is got that? A thing, and then that one doesn't.
On that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but also when did you say the gate was installed and when did this happen? It was in like within almost a year of...
I don't know when the gate was installed, but the safety stop was put there in May 2004.
And this happened in December 2005. So like who, yeah, honestly, who is... I know it's a public centre, but who's... getting gate inspectors in that but like, regularly.
But should it not be part of like, I don't know, when security do their walk around or like whoever closes the gate at night once a month, you check that the gates are not about to fall and kill someone.
Yeah, but I wouldn't assume that those security people would have the expertise to be able to check whether the specific stopper is
still attached to the gate.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where you're like, you know how they're always like, you should get your aircon inspected once a year and you should get this inspected once a year, and no one ever does it.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
True.
Because who has the money?
My aircon filter is the same forever.
Exactly. You're like, I'm not getting my aircon serviced. You're meant to like get your garage door serviced every year.
Yes, they do eventually stop working. It's very inconvenient.
Yeah, but like, who does that? Like, if you've got an automatic, I'm not servicing my garage door every year. Like,
no, I'm servicing it when it breaks.
Exactly.
The system that controlled the movement of the gates was not programmed to sense where the gates were, and instead it relied on the continuous engagement of a rack on a pinion. So, the pinion is a circular gear with teeth. And the rack is a linear gear that runs along the ground.
Okay.
Also has teeth. And so the circular one moves along the
I'm just imagining one on like a cog system.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Instead of it being two cogs, there's, yeah.
I'm just thinking it's like, you know, yeah. like a walk-in wardrobe where you open it, but it's like teeth on it.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Also that.
Exactly. The electric motor of the Eastern Gate malfunctioned, and this could have been for a couple of reasons. Someone interfering with the programming of the motor, it being derailed on the morning of the 9th of December, or due to the forceful movement of the gate by the security officer the night before, causing the motor to lose track of the position of the gate, which made it move forwards instead of backwards.
But something happened before the security guard also messed with it, right? So like potentially
so it had jammed.
There's two potential bits there, yeah.
After forcefully closing the gate the night before, the security officer did not test that it was still working, so didn't find out that it was malfunctioning. He's like, it's closed.
The end.
Job's done.
Because it would have fallen on him otherwise.
Yeah, or he would have been standing, like he wouldn't have walked through the gate.
Yeah.
He would have been on the other side.
True.
So
yeah,
he probably wouldn't have been hit by it. He also didn't put any warnings on the gate to say that it was not working properly.
Yeah. Yeah, so she was entirely unaware that that was what was going to happen.
There was access to the motor control box by unqualified people who could interfere with the controls and the motor mechanism. Employees weren't trained on what to do if the gates malfunctioned.
Yeah, right. So potentially when it malfunctioned that night before, he was just like pressing buttons, hoping for best.
Could have, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is, like, I feel like it's hard to place any blame on the security dude because I'm like, he was just doing his job. Can you imagine if he'd left without the gate being closed? He probably would have got, not necessarily fired, but like...
reprimanded,
absolutely. He would have got reprimanded. So he's just trying to do whatever he has to do to fix...
And sorry, I wasn't trying to lay blame. If I'd been there in that situation, I'd just be like mashing buttons.
Would have I tried and jimmied it with any sort of thing I could find? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would have.
But also, he called his manager. Yeah. Like when he couldn't close it, he called his manager and his manager was the one who was like, let's try.
Jimmy it.
Shoving it closed.
And the manager didn't know how to operate the...
Well, no, he's a security officer. Yeah, he's not a... gate technician.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still just don't see how there's much liability on either of them.
Yeah.
Their job is ultimately to make sure that the place is secure. Yep. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, they probably should have put a sign up or something saying, hey, this isn't working properly. Like, use another gate if there was one.
Yep. But who...
But like, who wants to do that at midnight?
No, my thing is like, who genuinely thinks it's just going to fall out of its track as well?
Yeah.
Like that would not have been what I predicted was going to happen. I thought it might just have just closed on her or something. Not
that's
like,
what I was thinking. I was like, oh no, is it going to squish her?
Yeah.
It did, but in a slightly different way. The coroner found that the accident wouldn't have happened if the gates had been designed with one of two features. So number one, a suitable stop on the overhead truss in the middle of the opening to stop the gates from going past the centre.
Mm-hmm.
Or guide rollers attached to the top rail of the gate to engage the sides of the bottom part of the overhead truss over the gateway. So there were guide rollers, but they were in the concrete pillars on the sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas if there were guide rollers at the top in the middle, that would also have helped. Because then it wouldn't have fallen. It would have just stayed there.
Yeah.
The coroner also found that there was no evidence of criminal negligence on the part of any person that caused or contributed to Catherine's death. So, coroner came to the same conclusion.
Yeah.
As you did.
Yeah.
At the time of the inquest, there wasn't a national standard code in place for automatic sliding gates used for the entry and exit of cars. Therefore, the coroner recommended that a standard for these types of gates should include a central stop where sliding gates meet at a central position. Also that all electronically operated gates above a minimum weight have a backup system so that if the gates have an electric malfunction, the gates don't have to be manually moved to work. So it would stop it from being forcefully closed and messing with the motor.
Yeah.
The coroner also recommended that whoever is leasing the shopping centre be required by legislation to keep a register of malfunctions of any automatic sliding gates, and that they be regularly inspected by a qualified person to certify that they're working correctly.
Yeah, but in this instance, again, if it happened, at midnight, no one was coming to look at them before the cleaner got there, right?
Yeah, but they may have seen that temporary stop had broken off and the one that was there wasn't
adequate. True.
So I did try and find whether there has been a national standard for these gates, and I couldn't find that, but it's
the Australian standard is always so hard to find anyway.
They're not very accessible.
Yeah.
So I am hoping that there would be, since it's been almost 20 years since this inquest.
Fingers crossed.
Knows? In October 2007, the shopping centre's management company went to court and pleaded guilty to workplace health and safety charges. They were fined $90,000 and no conviction was recorded against them. The security company and the company that oversaw the financial operational aspects of the shopping centre were also charged with workplace health and safety violations, but I couldn't find any information about the outcome of those cases. So there was really only one news article about the management company's fine, and it said that the other two companies were due to go to court in the next couple of months, I couldn't find anything after that. So out of interest, I looked up whether there had been any other deaths related to shopping centre gates, and I found two.
Oh, okay.
Which is still three more than I would have expected. Yes.
Yep. So a 61-year-old woman was having trouble with the parking ticket machine at the boom gate at a Gold Coast shopping centre. She opened her door to lean out of the car to reach the machine, but accidentally put her foot on the accelerator and the car crashed into the boom gate, causing her to fall out of the car and suffer head injuries.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
But also that's that is like user totally. Error.
Yes.
User yeah. error, but totally something like I can imagine myself doing in the sense of how many times have you wanted to have an argument with the ticket machine?
Yeah.
But I'm just an overcautious Nelly with those sorts of things. Yeah, whenever I put the handbrake on, I always put the handbrake on straight away.
The coroner decided to not hold an inquest into her death.
Yeah. Again, user error. Emma's like, that's clear.
A truck driver in Melbourne was killed in 2022 when an automatic sliding gate fell onto him as he was trying to manually close it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like similar. Very similar.
Very similar. A gate repair company had removed the drive motor to work on it off-site, meaning the gate could only be opened and closed manually.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no stopper to prevent it coming off its hinges, essentially.
Well, yeah. So they didn't do anything to mitigate the risk of it falling off its rails.
Yeah. Okay.
They were just like, we're going to take the motor away.
Cool, thanks, bye.
Have fun.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so that makes me think that the standard hasn't changed then because it didn't have something that stopped it from falling out. That's concerning.
Mm. WorkSafe Victoria charged the company and they pleaded guilty in December 2023. Okay. The company tried to be sentenced in the magistrate's court to face lower penalties. But the magistrate ordered that the case be heard at the Victorian County Court. I couldn't find any information about the outcome of that case, so I'm thinking it hasn't been heard yet, because that was December 2023.
No, it wouldn't have been heard yet.
Yeah.
So they're still awaiting sentencing.
And where was that again, one. You said?
Melbourne.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was Dandenong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say county court. That must have been at least regional.
Yeah. So, yes, there you go. Beware of automatic sliding gates.
How often do you go through like 4 meter gates though and think that they're going to be pretty sturdy and like the risk of them falling on you is pretty low?
Although I suppose most of the time you're in your car the whole time.
Yeah.
So like if it...
You're not having to walk through it anyway.
If it did fall, it's going to be less dangerous.
Well, but you said it weighed 900 kilos.
Yeah, that's true. Think you're probably not going to survive that in a car. Mm.
Yeah.
It's going to go straight through your windscreen and crush the roof.
You're going to be a little bit flat.
You're going to be sandwich.
It's not going to be pleasant.
Mm-mm.
No.
God, that would be even more traumatic because imagine if you semi-survived that. You would
in the car. It'd be so hard for like the fire to get you out and stuff because like they just got to lift a 900 kilo gate off of you first.
I don't even know how they would be able to do it, but it would take them a very long time to strategize of how to do it because they obviously also have their own work health and safety stuff.
Yeah.
That they have to be like, that's too heavy for...
Let's just go get a crane first.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go hire a crane at midnight on...
I'm concerned that another gate still fell. That's worrying that hasn't changed that much then.
But that one very much seems like... company error because they've gone and they've taken the motor away and then they've not done anything about it. Like they've just been like, take that. We know that the gate's not working properly, but you guys just fend for yourselves like that.
Yeah.
I feel like
what kind of warning systems did they put in place in terms of
like not any. They were just expecting the truck drivers to manually open and close the fence and it didn't have any sort of stoppers or backup safety mechanisms in place to stop it falling. I think that's pretty bad on that part of the company.
Yeah, hence why they're going to court.
Exactly, which makes sense. Whereas in this case...
it was more of a combination of things that happened that led to it. It's
less cut and dry.
And to never know why it got jammed in that first place.
Yeah.
Probably just like something got caught in the motor, like if it was just cogs and stuff like that.
Who knows?
But also, why did it start going the wrong way?
Because the system that controlled it was just like, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
What's happening? Mm. Ah.
Am I opening or am I closing? Yeah. I'm sure. But one opened and then the other like tried.
Because that one hadn't been messed with.
Yeah.
That one was still normal.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one, the motor was like, I don't know where this gate is in space, so.
Yeah.
And obviously like it's used to meeting at the middle, so it's not going to be able to physically go any further generally. But because the other gate was closing and that one was opening, it was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah. Where's my friend?
Yeah.
But still so shocked that there's no safety mechanism that doesn't just like stop them falling over. Because initially I was like, oh, you know, you can't really have a railing at top because that'll like impact the movement through the gate. But it's 4 meters tall. No car is 4 meters tall. I guess it depends on what trucks you have coming through, but how tall are trucks? Are they over 4 meters?
Some of them are, but are probably not like the standard delivery truck
that's like going in. So why is there not that overhead railing that could be holding it on the track and stopping it from falling over?
Yep.
I guess, yeah, there's the potential that it was.
I just think they maybe didn't potentially foresee that the gate would come off its railings and fall on someone.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Clearly that.
Like, I didn't think about that possibility.
Yep.
When they were doing their little risk analysis, that one maybe didn't come up.
Who designed this gate?
I don't know.
Again, I mean, this is why we do this, right? All those times that people just never thought that anything like that would ever happen. So, yeah.
Yep.
It didn't even cross anyone's mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was unexpected.
Yeah, I thought that was just really interesting in terms of I've never thought about this, never heard of this happening.
Yeah.
Although, like, to be fair, whenever I don't know, whenever I go through gates in my car, like even the boom gates, I'm always like, obviously a boom gate's not an issue. If it hit my car, it would hit my car and it would be fine. Like, it wouldn't injure me. I'd be pissed off to damage my car. But, like, I often think about that sort of thing. I'm like, do they have, like, a mechanism in them? Because sometimes you know how you're pulling out of a boom gate and there's someone in front of you and they're turning and they don't turn. And so you're actually physically sitting under the boom gate. I'm just sort of like, is there a chance that this is going to come down on me, or is there some sort of like safety mechanism that like it senses when there's a car underneath? I assume there is.
Yeah, I think there are sensors
now, but I don't know back.
Yeah,
in the day.
I know back then. So sometimes I freak out. I'm like, hurry up, move, so I can get through this boom gate. Or like even think about those things. I don't think we've got any here, but you know the bridges that open up.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, do they have any sensors? Because imagine if a car accidentally made it onto the part that opens up, would they have any sensors to stop the gates from going?
Again, back in the day, probably not.
There would be things in place before you got to that point that would be very obvious that you should not continue.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we will see you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Everyone.
Bye.